I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Columbus was one of the South's most important manufacturing centers before the Civil War. Georgia's third largest city lay outside the U.S. Army's path until Easter Sunday, 1865, a week after General Lee's surrender at Appomattox. U.S. General James Wilson and his cavalry, 13,500 strong, launched a night attack that captured the city and more than 1,500 Confederates. Columbus had divided over secession, but it eventually sent more than 1,200 men to serve the Confederacy. Its wartime industry supplied clothing, wagons. It boasted the South's largest shoe factory and the Columbus Arsenal. Its Confederate naval ironworks made steam engines for ships, and the Navy Yard built the ironclad Muskogee. Columbus' heavy industry declined after the war, but the city maintained its primacy in textile production. It ranked as a leader in the New South after what became known as the last land battle of the war east of the Mississippi on April 16, 1865, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.